The White Earth, written by Andrew McGann and read by Edwin Hodgman.
One spring day in late 1992, when William was halfway between his eighth birthday and his ninth, he looked out from the back veranda and saw, huge in the sky, the mushroom cloud of a nuclear explosion. He stared at it, wondering. The thunderhead was dirty black, streaked with billows of grey. It rolled and boiled as it climbed into the clear blue day, casting a vast shadow upon the hills beyond. But there was no sound, no rumble of an explosion. Hot silence lay across the wheat fields, and the air was perfectly still. William said nothing, for there was no one to tell. His mother was in bed with a headache, and he knew better than to wake her. He sat on the edge of the veranda and watched. Ever expanding, the cloud began to drift, caught by some upper breeze. It loomed over the house, and great jets were arcing out from the main body like the trails of slow meteorites. Down below, ash was beginning to fall, small black flecks spiralling in the air. Other particles were bigger, shriveled and twisted embers, still glowing red as they settled. William was aware of the smell of burning, but it was a good smell, a familiar smell, the smell of grass, of wheat, of the farm itself. Suddenly he heard engines. There was a dirt track that ran past the house and out across the property, and now a flatbed four-wheel drive sped by along it, trailing dust. A car followed close behind. William didn't recognise either vehicle. This was odd. What were strangers doing on the farm? Looking out across the paddocks, he saw an even more bizarre sight. A tractor, not his father's, was bouncing across the fields as fast as he had ever seen a tractor go. And there was yet another four-wheel drive, right out amidst the wheat, where there were no tracks, cutting a straight line through the crop. The farm was alive with movement. The phone had started ringing, and from the front of the house came the noise of more cars arriving, of doors slamming and of women yelling. William climbed to his feet, studying the cloud. It was breaking up now, thinning to a misty orange. From its base stretched a long, murky stalk of smoke leading back to the ground. It seemed to touch down somewhere at the rear of the farm, where a haze hung around a small point of darkness. There were urgent voices in the hallway. William's mother and two other women, he knew them, they were neighbours, dashed onto the veranda. They stopped, staring. His mother's hand went to her mouth. "Oh, God," she said. "Will." And William knew that she meant his father, not himself. It was outside all of his experience.